Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 10th of March, 2023. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. This column is from December of 2013, and the title is Roles in Procurement. Procurement and the ensuing negotiations are a funny thing. We talked about the nuts and bolts of negotiations in this space a few years ago. That is not what I'm talking about now. It is necessary to understand that much of negotiations is similar to playing poker, so I am told. I'm not much of a poker player. By this I mean a great deal has to do with the posturing and, to wrap it up, the complete act of memorializing what is said in a contract. If you are the project engineer, you must never forget that the supplier's objective is to minimize what they do while maximizing the amount of money they receive, minimizing the risk, and not sullying their reputation in the industry. Thus, no matter what a supplier tells you verbally or even shows you in a slick presentation, if it is not in black and white in the contract, it is not going to happen. I tell people this during negotiations. All parties in the room should assume the contract being negotiated will be fulfilled by others that replace each of us individually. For we don't know who in the room is going to leave their current employer, who may die, and so forth. I have even seen companies hire the supplier's negotiator as their own employee before the contract is completed. Suddenly, the person sitting on one side of the table is now sitting on the other. Awkward to say the least, and dumb on the supplier's part that they did not have in their fine print a prohibition on this. Procurement is serious. A poor job of procuring can sink the buyer or the seller. Be careful. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.